question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
It's great to have all of you here with Mary and me today. And for the next 10 minutes, Ryanair's Kenny Jacobs will be joining us live from Dublin for the next installment of the Chief Travel Leader series. But first, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by AMA Waterways River Cruises.
We do, and it's been a busy year of growth for AMA Waterways so far this
always
year.
Always something new
coming.
Yeah,
it really has. If you haven't heard, they've debuted a new ship, the Amaduro, on the Douro River in Portugal. Their new mega ship, which we've talked about before, the AMA Magna, is now sailing on the Danube River. It's 72 feet wide. It's double the size of existing river cruise ships, but carries less than 200 passengers. And the AMA Mora is also new and sailing on the Rhine River.
You know, folks, when it comes to river cruising, there's one company that stands out from the crowd for their level of service, the quality of their modern ships, value, range of itineraries, and really passion to be the best, and that's AMA Waterways. Check out all their ships, specials, and itineraries. You can do it at amawaterways.com. That's amawaterways.com. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, back in April of 2017, just after Robert and I broadcasted this program live from Ashford Castle in Western Ireland, we traveled back to Dublin to fly home to New York, and we stopped and visited the headquarters for Ryanair. That's just north of Dublin's International Airport, and for those of you who've been listening since that time, you may recall we sat down for a one-on-one interview with their CMO, Kenny Jacobs. And for today's exclusive Chief Travel Leader episode, we thought we'd check in with Kenny and get an update on Ryanair and hear his thoughts on some questions that we have about their operations.
Kenny, welcome back to the program. Looking at the calendar, it's been about 26 months since we last spoke. How are you these days?
I'm great, and it's great to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry we're not doing it in person like last time, but I know we've got a lot we want to try to cover, so we're going to get right into this. Since Ryanair flies an all-Boeing fleet, and the 737 is your preferred plane, I don't believe you've taken any of the 737 MAX planes yet into your fleet. I know they're scheduled for sometime later this year now, but how has the situation with the 737 MAX jets impacted your operations this year?
We've had no impact in our operations this year. We were due to have 5 MAX in our fleet over the summer. Now, that's in a fleet of 500 aircraft. So we didn't take those MAX, so there has been a delay, but there's no commercial impact or operational impact to us this summer in Europe. We'll take those MAX later in the year with others once the regulator has approved that the MAX can fly.
Okay, that's good to hear. So, Kenny, I want to quickly follow up Robert's question and get your thoughts on this. Whether you expect Boeing should or will pay compensation to the airlines impacted by the 737 MAX?
Our focus at the moment is just getting the MAX into service.
Okay.
It's a great aircraft. It will be safe. We love the MAX because there's a 16% fuel saving. There's a 40% lower noise emissions. It's a really good aircraft. Pilots in the US and Europe that have flown the MAX say it's great. We have a very good relationship with Boeing, and we have great confidence that they will get it flying at the right time, subject to regulatory approval. And then, look, we're a commercial organization. We will always look at what's the appropriate compensation on the MAX at the right time, but that's not the right time now.
All right. Well, I accept that, certainly. Okay. So Ryanair is Europe's number one airline, and many of our listeners likely fly your airline to get around Europe when they're over there traveling. So right now, as we are beginning the summer travel season, what are you seeing as far as flight capacities, ticket prices, or just overall demand for the summer travel season?
Yeah, it's an interesting summer. It's a great summer for consumers in Europe. Fares have never been cheaper. So Ryanair fares you've got to go way back 15 years for fares to be cheap. So it's another summer.
Is that right? I didn't realize it was that. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, the fares are that good. So there's a couple of things going on over here. The first thing that's going on is a couple of depressed European economies, most notably the UK because of Brexit. So
right.
The UK consumer is slow to spend money. Our flights are cheap, but the price of a total holiday is not so cheap. The Germans are also a little bit more cautious, and you've got excess capacity in the market. So as a result, Ryanair, every airline is saying, you know what, it's never been a better summer for Europeans to get ultra-low fares from the UK, from Germany to Spain, Portugal, Italy, and everywhere else.
Okay, Kenny, I'm going to ask you to hold one second while I reintroduce you. If you're just tuning in for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are talking with Kenny Jacobs, the CMO of Ryanair. Kenny, I remember seeing earlier in the year the announcement about Ryanair launching the Customer Care Improvement Program. Share with us why you did this and give us an update on its progress.
Yeah, this is our fifth year now of launching a set of customer initiatives every year. We do this because we just like to bring change. I think there's always opportunities to improve the product for customers. The key focus this year is on a couple of highlights. Firstly is the area of customer care. We have brought in-house a lot of our customer service just to make it easier and more digital for our customers to contact us if they have a flight that is delayed or you ever have cancellations. We're doing that because last summer Europe had a very difficult summer with air traffic control shortages. Mm-hmm. You guys in the States don't see as much.
We're going to talk about that because that's something I want to hit on with you. So that's good to know. Okay.
Second thing we did was we're saying we're going to do great things for the environment. That's driven by the fact that we have got the youngest and the greenest fleet in Europe. I'm happy to talk a bit more about that. And we're also going to be launching new fare classes and products later in the year.
Okay, so great. Things are going well. That's good. You know, so on that note, as far as the air traffic control, you know, here in this country, there's a consistent ongoing debate on the need to overhaul our own air traffic control operations. Europe, as you just mentioned, has its own ATC challenges with the staff shortages, the strikes, and there's just this amalgamation of various countries and entities hampering operations. So I believe that you strongly feel that a single European ATC system is important. How confident are you that it might actually finally happen sometime soon?
And sometime soon, because we're dealing with politicians in Brussels, could mean 5 years. So we and every other airline is on the same hymn sheet on this. We're saying, look, we need to have a single European aviation system, as much as we have for the banks in Europe, for moving other utility products like oil and petrol. All of those things move around Europe freely, but not when it comes to air traffic control. So air traffic controllers in Germany are using a different system to France, to the UK, Italy, and we're saying, no, you need to consolidate all of these. So
it just seems like common sense, doesn't it?
It absolutely is common sense. Look, Europe has integrated so many services and systems over the past three decades. There has just been a slowness to do the same for a few different reasons. Politics is one, but also industrial relations is another. You know, the French air traffic controllers, everyone in Europe is used to them going on strike at the start of every summer. They've been joined by the Italians, the German air traffic controllers, and the ones in London have very bad staff shortages. All of this means, just for the European consumer, in the peak summer months, particularly at the weekends, you can be sat on an aircraft waiting 2 hours to take off because there's an air traffic control slot restriction. It's not good enough, and it needs to change. So we and every other airline is going to push the new European Commission, which will start in September, very hard to consolidate air traffic control and improve it, not for the benefit of the airlines, but improve it for the benefit of consumers.
I think I hear a round of applause across the U.S. right now on that one. I think you might have even gotten a standing ovation on that one. All right, so listen, I want to quickly highlight the fact you did mention how green your airline is, and it is Europe's greenest and cleanest airline, and frankly, when the 737 MAX does enter your fleet, those numbers are going to only continue to improve. But before we run out of time, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your routes. You're in more than 80 different airports, I believe. I think a Ryanair jet takes off. I saw some statistic every 45 seconds somewhere. What are some of the newer routes or destinations that are working well for you?
Yeah, newer destinations that are working very well for us are Israel. So we're now flying to two airports in Israel. We are also flying to two airports in the Ukraine. And we also announced in the past 6 months that we're flying to Jordan. So we're now flying to parts of the Middle East for the first time ever, and that's going extremely well.
Now, is that out of the UK or out of Dublin? Where are you making that connection?
That would be out of the UK, Germany, and most big capital cities in Europe destinations. So I think what you see is there's big new demand in Europe to try Israel, try Jordan for a sunshine holiday as an alternative to North Africa or an alternative to Canary Islands, where a lot of Europeans were gone for winter sun.
Sure.
Well, I think that makes sense. And they are two destinations in the Middle East that we would have no problem traveling to. So real quick, you know, when we were over there, I always tell people that visiting your headquarters was more like visiting a Google or an Amazon. It's not your typical headquarters. What do you most enjoy about that work environment? Because it's certainly different than most airline headquarters.
Great. Look, it's really fun. I think people join Ryanair from startups and they say Ryanair feels more like an entrepreneurial organization. We move very, very quickly. We take decisions quickly. We're not afraid to try things and fail. Usually we get things right, which is great. We sometimes get them wrong. And I think you can look at the past 2 years and you can point out a few things where we didn't get those exactly right. But I think in any business, it's how quickly you learn from that, making sure you don't repeat those mistakes. And that's the type of culture that we have. And it's fast. It's furious, but it's great fun.
Well, Kenny, unfortunately, we're out of time for today. We look forward to you returning at some point in the future. Our best to you and the Ryanair team. Hope you have a great summer season, and thanks very much for your time today, okay?
Thank you very much.
Kenny, thank you. Take care.
All right, I just dropped the line with Kenny from Dublin over there with Ryanair, folks. Listen, he always brings it, and
he does.
Really,
you know, they're in 33 countries.
Yeah. Listen, Ryanair is, they've done a great job in growing that airline,
and they certainly are
very entrepreneurial. Folks, right now, as we pause for this quick break, please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. You can do it all at RM World Travel. There's still a lot more of the program ahead today, and we'll get right to it starting in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.